Rowland and Roger with Bridget and Mary, William and Robert with Susan and Sarah, and round the maypole they dance and skip it, the bagpipes they roar and the youngsters they trip it. And round the maypole they dance and skip it, the bagpipes they roar and the youngsters they trip it. Bridget she simpered, and Rowland he kissed her, and Susan she laughed till she almost be pissed her. And round the maypole they dance and skip it, the bagpipes they roar and the youngsters they trip it. And round the maypole they dance and skip it, the bagpipes they roar and the youngsters they trip it. Bridget had Roger fast hold by the jacket, and Roger had Bridget as fast by the placket. And round the maypole they dance and skip it, the bagpipes they roar and the youngsters they trip it. And round the maypole they dance and skip it, the bagpipes they roar and the youngsters they trip it. Susan she clasped her William by the middle, and William he all to be clawed her bum fiddle. And round the maypole they dance and skip it, the bagpipes they roar and the youngsters they trip it. And round the maypole they dance and they skip it, the bagpipes they roar and the youngsters they trip it. Roger told Mary that she was his honey, and swore his chops watered for her tronimony. And round the maypole they dance and skip it, the bagpipes they roar and the youngsters they trip it. And round the maypole they dance and skip it, the bagpipes they roar and the youngsters they trip it. Mary she simpered at Roger's relation, and Roger perceived that she pitied his passion. And round the maypole they dance and skip it, the bagpipes they roar and the youngsters they trip it. And round the maypole they dance and skip it, the bagpipes they roar and the youngsters they trip it. Robert and Sarah did foot it so featly that all the beholders did swear they danced neatly. And round the maypole they dance and skip it, the bagpipes they roar and the youngsters they trip it. And round the maypole they dance and skip it, the bagpipes they roar and the youngsters they trip it. The dancers they sweat, and the piper was weary. They threw him a groat, and away they did hurry. Then at the next alehouse with cake and stewed prune, they treated their women and fell to their wooing. Then at the next alehouse with cake and stewed prune, they treated their women and fell to their wooing. Then with choice songs of the oldest collections, they wriggled themselves in their ladies' affections. They sung and they roared till the landlord did swear their charms were so strong they would turn all his beer. They sung and they roared till the landlord did swear their charms were so strong they would turn all his beer. Ale and stewed prunes and plum cake together, now some say tobacco, but I know not whether. The women were sick, the reckoning disputing, the men fell to fighting, the women to muting. The women were sick, the reckoning disputing, the men fell to fighting, the women to muting. In the midst of this hurry appears a long pole and a greasy old victualler, a man of control, who commanded the peace and to part and not grumble. Each lad took his lass, and so home they did tumble. Who commanded the peace and to part and not grumble? Each lad took his lass, and so home they did tumble.